You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm speaking to Ernie Chen from Accent International Group in our Aiming for Alpha segment, and it's the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success. And today is must-do number 6, be willing to learn. Ernie, when you first set up your company, how many wrong things did you learn and what were they?
I always look at learning wrong things as a good thing, because the more wrong things you learn, the more ways you find that you shouldn't be doing those things that way anymore. I think I learned a lot of wrong things that I've done, and over the years of learning to do the wrong things, you tend to learn how to do the right things. And by learning to do the right things, you really learn that there are a lot more wrong ways of doing things that you should be learning about. And the quicker you learn about wrong things, I think it helps you get to where you want to get to faster. So the faster you do, learn more about mistakes that you make, keep on making them, and you perfect them after a while.
Okay. How do you check and balance yourself? Do you talk to people? Do you talk to mentors? How do you do that?
I do it two different ways. Definitely mentors would be one, people that are more into the business environment, has been there, done that. People have gone through it themselves. Those are good people to speak to. And the other way of going through is to read books. I read a lot of books, and I continuously read, learn about new things, new management techniques, new leadership approaches. Things that can work for someone else may not be working for you, or things that can work for other organizations may not work for you. So I always talk to people, and not necessarily people from your industry, but people from all industries, because you can always learn to borrow ideas from other industries and best techniques and best approaches. And then, of course, keep on reading and reading and reading. I feel that the moment that you stop reading is when you stop learning new things.
All right. And it's a common belief that most people set up their own businesses to make money, but then you say you don't work for money, and yet you're an entrepreneur. So how do you reconcile that?
Sure. I think it's very important that we always be very clear. Money is important. No denying. Everyone in the world need to work for money, but not in a sense of allowing money to direct and to control your decision making. Because if that's the case, then you are not working to add value to anyone or your organization or the community that you work in. Money is important as a measurement of success, but success comes in many different forms. We can also be achieving success by making sure our people get a piece of the whole entire cake as well. I do definitely do a lot of things not because of money, and a lot of times people tell me because, hey, you've done it, you have achieved it, you've got the money, so you don't really work for money. But I think it's more important for us to focus on what we love to do and do it well. The money will come and look for you. I think that's important, where you are able to do what you love to do and do it very well and keep on putting every last bit of your time perfecting it and getting better at it, the money will follow you. So you don't work for money, but you work for what you love to do and do it well, and money will follow you after that.
It's the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success with Ernie Chen from Accent International Group. You're listening to the Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9. What are some of the things you have learned, valuable lessons, before becoming an entrepreneur?
I think learning to be cheated by people is always important. Learning to be lied to is also very important, because a lot of times when we go into the world of business, being a new entrepreneur, we tend to be a little bit more naive because we want to think the better of people who we work with. People will sell you dreams, sell you ideas, sell you the idea that, hey, if you are able to just help me, work with me, I will help you become a millionaire, for example. And being new myself in the business a couple years back ago, when I first ventured into my first business, I was totally cheated and conned of all my money. I didn't even receive my EPF. And to the listeners out there, be careful. If you're working with someone right now, make sure you go and check your EPF. I just found from another friend of mine early on this morning that he has not been receiving his EPF. So if you are working with someone and the economy is not doing too well, and your bosses are starting to speak with the doors closed, it's time for you to check out for yourself and check on EPF to make sure that you're being paid. So I had about approximately 7 months of EPF not being paid to me, and I was still believing in this dream and focusing on that dream and listening and believing that, hey, you know, this is how business is supposed to be. But I think it's important for us to learn that being cheated and conned once a while is always a good thing. But if you allow that to happen again for the second time, it's called stupidity. So let it happen once, it's okay, but never let it happen again.
What about now? Personally, how much do you put into developing yourself now?
I spend a lot of time developing myself. I spend a lot of time doing research and development. I think development myself comes from many, many areas. For example, I watch a lot of television. And people always ask me, why do you watch television? I say, why do I watch television? It's because when you watch television, you get a lot of ideas. People always ask me, is reality about life imitating art or art imitating life? I always say art imitates life. Art is really not that creative, but really, if you look at human beings and life, it's really very interesting. So by watching TV, you're watching what art has imitated, which is life. That's where I get a lot of my ideas. That's where I get a lot of how we approach things, be it people, be it business, be it whatever that I'm doing. I think it's important for me to continuously be watching TV to develop myself. Other ways of developing myself would be attending training programs, seminars, talks, and it's never ending if you really just move towards it and you love to learn. I Google a lot, I research a lot, I go to YouTube a lot, I watch a lot of things that other people do. I think these are all different ways of developing oneself, and that's how I do it myself. Keeping things fresh, keeping things alive, that keeps me going and moving forward as well.
Okay, do you go out there and say, you know, what else can I learn from others, or do I know everything? Meaning like, okay, fine, you go to a particular seminar and you say, there's something to learn from every seminar I go to.
Sure. I think if you go to enough of seminars like I do, I've attended just about every seminar you can think of out there, from branding, sales, leadership, marketing, every program, I probably would say, you know what? I know all these things. I've learned all these things. But it's very important for us to always go with an open mind. There is something about a program that you just need to focus on and use that one thing and learn that one thing. So to me, as long as I go to a program, even though 95% of the things that I've heard of before, I'm practicing it, I'm doing it, but there is just that 5% or even 1% of things that I've heard is something new. It is going to be useful. So never say that we know everything. I'm too good to attend programs. I always feel that even Tan Sri's, Datuk's, and whoever you may be, professors, doctors, we need to continuously be going out there. Even though it's that 0.01% of something new is of use. Use that. You leverage on that knowledge and do something with it as well.
And how much do you invest in educating yourself?
I spend a lot of money, really, to educate myself. But most of the time when I educate myself, I spend on books. I buy a lot of books. I read approximately of 10 books in 1 week. And that's how much I read. Do I buy all the books? No, I don't. I spend my weekends, a lot of my weekends, in the bookstores. And I thank a lot of big bookstores around town. And they put a lot of nice sofas and couches. So I just sit there and just read through the books. People always ask me, how do you spend so much money there doing that? I say, I don't spend money at all. You just go there and you just read the books. I think it's whether you want to do something and you find ways of doing it. Do I read everything in the books? No. They all say the same things. But again, it's similar like going to seminars. You just need to flip through the agenda, the itinerary, and just flip through the books and see what's new, something new that you can pick up and you can learn. And I've always found, no matter how bad a book or how bad a seminar can be, or how often you have read about the book, that's always good to go back and read it again and attend the seminar to refresh yourself, no matter how many times we've gone through it.
BFM 89.9, the business station.